additional thoughts on. We'll move on to number five. Kevin, the secretary, I believe you're going to give legislative update for us.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the commission, Kevin Roblin here, Department Secretary of Game Fish and Parks. The department is bringing four bills this year to the legislative session. Those four bills, one of them includes repealment of some statutes, and the other three are budget bills. I'll go over those four bills here. First, the first bill I'll talk about is an act to repeal obsolete lease requirements for the Black Hills Playhouse. The Black Hills Playhouse in Custer State Park. We're looking to repeal statutes that are no longer needed, statutes of 41, 17, 11, 1, 11, 2, 11, 3, 11, 4, and 11, 15 are those five statutes that we're looking to repeal. We've been in contact with the Playhouse board. They're very supportive of this request and this action. And again, they're just repealing those five statutes. The other bill that the first funding bill I'd like to talk about is an act and appropriation of the Department of Game Fish and Parks for expanding Custer State Park and to declare that an emergency so that we could utilize those funds as soon as those funds, if they are granted by the legislature, get appropriated. This is a bill request of $9.89 million for a campground expansion project just north of the airport in Custer State Park, known as Barnes Canyon. That is the location that we're looking at, 176 campsites there. It would be an expansion project really to increase the capacity, the camping capacity in Custer State Park by about 30%. And there hasn't been any camping expansion projects of this magnitude done in over 40 years in Custer State Park. And really where things are at right now is supply is not meeting demand. Demand is very, very high in Custer State Park for camping. Camping nights there, it's 100% occupancy. Pretty much all the way from May to September, and it is very, very difficult for folks to make a reservation in Custer State Park. And as you know, Custer State Park is a 12-month out reservation system instead of a 90-day. So if I wanted to make a reservation today for next year, I could have the opportunity to make a reservation 12 months out instead of 90 days. And those 12 months go by extremely quick. A lot of times, if you're not on the system 12 months out on midnight or 12:01 that day, you're likely not going to have an opportunity to reserve a campsite. So high demand in Custer State Park. Again, that bill is for $9.89 million. The second bill I'd like to discuss this afternoon is an act to make an appropriation to the Department of Game Fish and Parks for building a shooting range near Rapid City and to declare an emergency. This shooting range will be in Meade County, about 10 miles north of the Flying J truck stop, or 10 miles north of Cabela's there off Elkvale Road. Right now, the Parks and Wildlife Foundation acquired a 400-acre piece, and our hope is to bring an action item in front of the commission here in March to have the department acquire that 400 acres. That'll have to be a formal action taken upon by this commission to purchase that 400 acres and to be titled. This appropriation of $2.5 million would obviously help us complete the project of around a $10 to $12 million project all said and done. We're looking at contributing about $2.5 million of department funds towards this project. $2.5 million, if we were to get this appropriation from the legislature, would match that $2.5 million, and then between $5 to $7 million in private donation. We have started the getting the private donations. So far, we acquired about $2.5 million in donations, so we're well on our way to hit that $5 to $7 million mark. So that's exciting there. The other bill that I'd like to talk about is a act to make an appropriation to the Department of Game Fish and Parks to improve and repair infrastructure around Lake Elvin in Newell Lake, and to declare that as also an emergency. This is in the form of $5.6 million. This would be a one-time funding request. We had some flood damage occur in 2019 where we had a wing wall at Lake Elvin Lake fail, blow out, essentially. It got washed out with the high water. And this $5.6 million, about $3 million of that would go towards the Lake Elvin Dam Repair Project. The other project would be Newell Lake. So this $5.6 million appropriation, if granted by the legislature, were approved, those two large dam repair projects could be conducted. And they are quite spendy, as you can see, about $5.6 million for the two. Both of those structures are in need of repair. And those, Mr. Chairman, would be before Game Fish and Parks bills that we were bringing before the legislature in this legislative session. Are there any questions on any of those bills?
Maybe just procedurally just remind folks that are interested in how that works on the House. Introduce agency bills and how it's made, how it's made, how it's made.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, thank you. These are going to be agency bills, Game Fish and Parks bills. I don't think we've determined exactly where they'll be introduced yet. We're still talking to chairs of the Appropriations Committees and the Ag and Natural Resource Committees. But once these bills get assigned to a committee, then they'll obviously have a hearing, testimony in committee. So if folks are wanting to testify in favor or in opposition of these bills, they have the opportunity to do so in front of those committees that these bills get assigned in. And if they then come out of committee, they'll be assigned to whatever committee side of the legislature they're on. If they're a House bill originally, they'll be assigned then to the House of Representatives. If they are assigned to the Senate first, they'll go through the Senate first, and then they'll have to go and switch if they are passed out of those respective houses to the other House. So it is quite a lengthy process, and we will be starting that here just next week.
We always encourage public comment and testimony on those. So if you're interested in those bills and you're going to support them, please come on the committee date. And if you're in opposition, come the next day.
Chairman Olson, I do have a question. Secretary, you mentioned the emergency clause. I'm just curious for the camping, why the emergency clause?
To the chair? Commissioner Rissler, that is really to start that project in the engineering phases right away. So then if that, in March, we could already start getting those engineering bills paid, getting those engineers on site. We're going to have to do some soil sampling. We're going to have to do some, electrical and utility type work. That's going to really be the first steps of getting those campsites etched in there where we plan to put them. So it's just to get the project moving in a more quicker way instead of waiting until July 1st of 2022.
Any other questions for Secretary Roebling on that? No, good luck. They all seem like they're easy ones for you to get hammered down for, so keep up the good work. We'll go on now to...